Hello, and welcome to the Death Penalty Information Center podcast, examining issues in the death penalty system. In this edition, we'll explore the issue of race.
Is there any evidence that the death penalty is administered in a racially discriminatory manner? Aren't there more white people than black people on death row?
Yes, but the raw numbers themselves do not tell the whole story. While blacks account for 12% of the population in the United States, they comprise 34% of executions and 41% of the death row population. In addition, almost 80% of prisoners executed since 1976 were for the murder of a white victim, even though generally an equal number of blacks and whites are victims of murder. You need to know more facts about the severity of the crimes committed and the history of the offenders before you can draw any conclusions. Careful statistical studies, taking into account many variables, are the best way to detect bias.
Have such studies been performed in the United States?
Yes. In 1983, Professor David Baldus of the University of Iowa College of Law conducted a study which concluded that those convicted of killing a white victim in Georgia were 4.3 times more likely to receive a death sentence than those who killed a victim of any other race. Similar studies have been performed over the years, with many finding evidence of racial discrimination in death sentencing. For example, a 2003 study of Maryland's death penalty system reached the conclusion that race played a significant role in selection and sentencing of capital defendants. In each stage, there were significant racial disparities. In fact, at the time of the 2003 report, all of Maryland's 13 death row inmates had been convicted for killing a white victim.
But didn't these inmates receive a fair trial?
Not always. According to a 2003 report by Amnesty International, more than 20% of black defendants executed since 1977 had been convicted by all-white juries. Often, people of color are excluded from the jury, and there have been cases in which those who have served have been pressured into a capital conviction. In Philadelphia in the 1990s, a former assistant DA created an instructional video for selecting jurors that recommended excluding certain black jurors in order to increase the chance of a death sentence, and illustrated ways to hide racial motivation in those jury strikes.
What other racial factors might affect the death penalty?
Blacks are underrepresented among the key actors in the criminal justice system. For example, the district attorneys responsible for deciding whether to seek the death penalty have been disproportionately white. In 1998, there were 1,794 white DAs responsible for making the decision to pursue the death penalty, compared to only 22 black and 22 Hispanic DAs.
Which states have the highest proportion of minority populations on death row?
Texas and Pennsylvania are states with large death rows that consist of mostly of minorities, 70% and 69% respectively. As a state, Texas is 70% white by population, while Pennsylvania is 86% white. The federal death row has 62% minority population.
Has the issue of race ever been addressed by the Supreme Court?
In McCleskey versus Kemp in 1987, the United States Supreme Court considered a challenge that the death penalty was being administered in a racially discriminating manner. Warren McCleskey's lawyers argued that a defendant in Georgia who killed a white victim was far more likely to get the death penalty than if he had killed a black victim. This was based on the research of David Baldus. In a 5-4 vote, the court held that statistical studies did not provide sufficient evidence to overturn the death penalty, and that, quote, exceptionally clear proof would be needed to show intent of bias. Later, Justice Lewis Powell, who wrote the opinion, would say that he regretted his decision in this case.
Have any states tried to address the issue of race in the death penalty?
Yes. Recently, North Carolina passed the Racial Justice Act that allows defendants to challenge the death penalty using statistical studies indicating racial bias. If bias is shown, the death penalty can either be barred from the sentencing phase of the trial or, if the case is on appeal, result in a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. Only Kentucky has a similar, though more limited, law. Thank you you for listening to our Death Penalty Information Center podcast. To learn more about race and other death penalty issues, go to deathpenaltyinfo.org.